Section 4. Political and Social Change.
If you were there. You are a baron, one of England's great nobles living in northern Britain. Winter is approaching, and it looks like it will be very cold soon. To prepare for the winter, you send some of your servants to a forest on your land to gather firewood. When they return, though, they don't have much wood. The king has chopped down many of the trees in your forest to build a new castle. Dismayed, you send a messenger to ask the king to pay a fair price for the wood, but he refuses. How can you get the king to respect your rights?
Building background. Beginning with William the Conqueror, the kings of England fought to increase their power. By the 1200s, the kings felt that they could do as they pleased, whether their nobles agreed with them or not. The king's attitudes upset many nobles, especially when kings began to create new taxes or take the nobles' property. Some nobles began to look for ways to limit kings' powers and protect their own rights. Magna Carta causes change in England. In 1215, a group of nobles decided to force the king to respect their rights. In the middle of a field called Runnymede, near London, they made King John approve a document they had written. This document, listing rights that the king could not ignore, was called Magna Carta. Its name is a Latin phrase meaning Great Charter. The effects of Magna Carta. Magna Carta required the king to honor certain rights. Among these rights was habeas corpus, a Latin phrase meaning you have the body. The right of habeas corpus meant that people could not be kept in jail without a reason. They had to be charged with a crime and convicted at a jury trial before they could be sent to prison. Before, kings could arrest people for no reason at all. More importantly, Magna Carta required that everyone, even the king, had to obey the law. The idea that everyone must follow the law became one of the basic principles of English government. Changes after Magna Carta. Magna Carta inspired the English to find more ways to limit the king's power. Soon, they created a council of nobles to advise the king. In time, the council developed into Parliament, the lawmaking body that governs England today. By the late Middle Ages, kings could do little without Parliament's support. Over the next several centuries, the English continued to work to secure and protect their rights. They wanted to be sure that everyone was treated fairly. To achieve this goal, people demanded that judges be free of royal control. Many people believed judges chosen by the king would always side with him. Eventually, in the late 1600s, the king agreed to free the courts of his control. This creation of an independent judicial system was a key step in bringing democracy to England. The Hundred Years' War. Although Magna Carta changed England's government, it had no effect outside of that country. Kings in other parts of Europe continued to rule as they always had. Eventually, however, these kings also had to face great political changes. The course of the war. One of the countries in which political change occurred was France. In 1328, the King of France died with no sons, and two men claimed his throne. One was French. The other was the King of England. In the end, the Frenchman became king. This did not sit well with the English king, and a few years later he invaded France. This invasion began a long conflict between England and France that came to be called the Hundred Years' War. At first, the English armies did well, winning most of the battles. After nearly 100 years of fighting, however, a teenage peasant girl, Joan of Arc, rallied the French troops. Although the English eventually captured and killed Joan, it was too late. The French drove the English from their country in 1453. Results of the war. The Hundred Years' War changed the governments of both England and France. In England, Parliament's power grew because the king needed Parliament's approval to raise money to pay for the costly war. As Parliament gained more influence, the king lost power. In France, on the other hand, the king's power grew. During the war, the king had become popular with his nobles. Fighting the English had created a bond between them. As a result, the nobles supported the king after the war as well. The Black Death. While the English and French fought the Hundred Years' War, an even greater crisis arose. This crisis was the Black Death, a deadly plague that swept through Europe between 1347 and 1351. The plague originally came from Central and Eastern Asia. Unknowingly, traders brought rats carrying the disease to Mediterranean ports in 1347. From there, it quickly swept throughout much of Europe. Fleas that feasted on the blood of infected rats passed on the plague to people. The Black Death was not caused by one disease, but by several different forms of plague. One form, called bubonic plague, could be identified by swellings called buboes that appeared on victims' bodies. Another, even deadlier form could spread through the air and kill people in less than a day. The Black Death killed so many people that many were buried quickly without priests or ceremonies. In some villages, nearly everyone died or fled as neighbors fell ill. In England alone, about 1,000 villages were abandoned. The plague killed millions of people in Europe, and millions more around the world. Some historians think Europe lost about a third of its population, perhaps 25 million people. This huge drop in population caused sweeping changes in Europe. In most places, the manor system fell apart completely. There weren't enough people left to work in the fields. Those peasants and serfs who had survived the plague found their skills in high demand. Suddenly, they could demand wages for their labor. Once they had money, many fled their manors completely, moving instead to Europe's growing cities. Summary and preview. Magna Carta, the Hundred Years' War, and the Black Death changed European society. In the next section, you will learn about other changes in society, changes brought about by religious differences. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.